want to greet you this morning in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with each one of us this morning. Good morning, everyone. It is good to see you all. I am really blessed to see God's people in his house, young and old, visitors. We want to welcome you all. May God richly bless you this morning as we look into his word. May he speak to us today. That is my prayer. Psalms 100 says, "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be ye thankful unto him and bless his name." My prayer that we have come and to bless our Heavenly Father's name. Came in, so. We will continue in this morning service, and this message comes from Luke chapter 12, verse 22 to 34. It is a portion of scripture that has spoken to me. As I read it, it is my prayer that it will speak to you. In the last years, months, I must share that I have struggled with the cares of life, the responsibility of leading the church, and I believe that the time we're in is not easy. There's others that are struggling with worry, and so as we read this scripture, as I expound on it, it's my prayer that it will bring comfort to you as it has to me. Luke 12, verse 22 to 34. "And he said unto his disciples, Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, neither for your body, what ye shall put on. The life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouses nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? And which of you hath taken thought, with taking thought, can add to his stature one cubit? If ye then be not able to do anything, thing which is least, how take ye thought for the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not, yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothe the grass, which is today in the field and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? And seek not ye what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, neither be ye doubtful minded. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give the kingdom. Sell that ye have, and give alms, provide yourself bags which wax not old, treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief approacheth, neither moth corrupteth. For where your treasure is, there is your heart also." May God bless the reading of his word. These are Jesus' words. They are words that Jesus, I believe, has repeated many times. I spoke, or I touched on these verses on my sermon that we had on the Sermon on the Mount, and that was at Galilee. But here we see Jesus teaching afresh at Judea. So he spoke these words time and time again. And I believe that is what we need to be reminded of time and time again. There's a theme in these verses. In verse 22, it says, take no thought. Don't be anxious or don't worry. In verse 29, if we read verse 29, and seek not ye what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, neither be ye doubtful-minded. Doubtful-minded. Don't worry is what I take out of that verse. In verse 32, it says, fear not. Fear not. So many people today worry about many things, and I've caught myself in that trap. Stress is a word that we hear a lot. Anxiety. Panic. Our Lord gives us salvation. He gives us eternal life. And while we are on this earth, he wants us to give our worries to him. We want to read 1 Peter 5, verse 7. 1 Peter 5, verse 7, it says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Brothers and sisters, how much easier. You've been there. You've worried. You've thought things through every direction, up and down, sideways, and worried about it. And maybe you have come to the point where when you've experienced where you cast all your care upon him because he cares for you. It's so much easier when we can just put our trust in our Heavenly Father. That is part of the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. When we look at the world, we see many people are scared of what will happen next. They're uptight and just don't know what's going on in the world. And if we allow it to, if you listen to the news, you will become anxious or worried. But I want to encourage you today, let's listen to the good news. The news that is the best news anybody can give. And that's the Word of God. We need to remind ourselves what Jesus came to give us. We forget. Verse 23, it says, isn't life more than meat and the body more than raiment? Isn't there more to life than just the natural things that we worry about? There's more to it than meets the eye. We, according to the Word of God, we ought to let our stresses, our anxiousness, our worries into the Lord's care. In 1 Timothy, or in 2 Timothy 1, verse 7, Paul says that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Not a double doubtful mind. We read it here in a doubtful mind, a sound mind. And I am so blessed when I meet people and you can sense that they have their faith totally in the Lord and they have a sound mind. They're not anxious. They believe God's word. And they just put their trust in God. Verse 22 here in our text says, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, neither your body, what ye shall put on. Don't worry about the basic things of life. And verse 32 says, it is the Father's good pleasures to give you the kingdom. Our Heavenly Father has a pleasure in giving you the kingdom. He does not want to shortchange us. When we can fully realize that, that blesses our heart. And we recognize, according to Scripture, that worrying about something that you can't change is sin. That tells us we are not putting our trust in Jesus like we ought to, or in His Word and His promises. In verse 22, Jesus said, "Therefore, for this reason I say unto you," the previous verses, we must remember, I'm going to go there yet, we must remember that Jesus is talking to His disciples. He's talking to His disciples, to believers. He's talking to them about the kingdom. We can see that in verse 41. It says, "Then Peter said unto Him, Lord, speakest Thou this parable to us, or even to all?" And I believe He spoke them to His disciples and to those that were listening. It is for us and everyone else. He, Jesus, is talking to those who are thinking about the kingdom, and He is telling them what life is like in the kingdom. If we read verse 1 of chapter 12, it says, "In the meantime, when there were gathered together an innumerable multitude of people, insomuch that they trod one upon another, He began to say unto His disciples, first of all." So He talked to them all. Jesus telling them about the kingdom of Christ. We need to remember verse 13 of that chapter. "And one of the company said unto Him, Master, speak to my brother, that he divide the inheritance with me." Here was somebody that was worried about the worldly, the earthly. And then Jesus gave a wonderful parable about the rich man who built barns. And I want to read that. Verse 14, "Then said Jesus unto him, Man, who made me a judge over the divider over you? And he said unto them, Take heed, and be aware of covetousness. For a man's life consisteth not of the abundance of the things which he possesseth." That is not our life, the things that we possess. Our life is more. "And he spake a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a rich man brought forth plenty, and he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do, because I have no room where I to bestow my fruits? And he said, This will I do." He thought a little bit, and he said, "This is what I'm going to do. I will pull down my barns, and I will build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods." And that, I believe, according to Scripture, is okay. If God blesses you, you need to take care of it. But then in verse 19, he says, "And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat and drink, and be merry." This rich man, he put his trust in the earthly. But then in verse 20 it says, "But God said unto him, Thou fool." God calls him a fool. And I always find it very hard to call someone a fool. But Jesus' word says, "Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee." "Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided?" And it says in verse 21, Jesus says, "And so is he that layeth up treasures for himself and is not rich towards God." And that is the whole message of today, that we are to be rich toward God. Where do we put our trust? Is it in the worldly things that can disappear and vanish and will be destroyed? Or are we rich toward God? "Therefore, for this reason, we must remember that this rich man, he was a fool because he put his trust in riches." And we have to ask ourselves, if we sit back and we worry about how we're going to do this or how we're going to pay for this or those kind of things, if we worry about it, to the point where it creates issues in our life, our health, then we're not trusting Jesus like we ought to. And I'll be very honest with you, it takes prayer. On our own, God has given us a mind. We think we can figure it out ourselves. We can make it happen. But it takes prayer. And I can assure you, being on your knees, calling on God, giving it to Him, doesn't always happen overnight. But I can assure you, He can lighten the load. And we can just, He can turn a situation around that we could never even think of or develop. God is an all-knowing and all-seeing God. And in this portion of Scripture, there's so much in there. I want you to know today that God knows you and He wants to help you. It is the Father's, our Heavenly Father. We are believers. Then we have a Heavenly Father. And it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And that kingdom starts in this life for believers. Therefore I say unto you, what for? Therefore I say unto you, take no, because of those things, they will pass away. Take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, neither your body, what ye shall put on. Now that doesn't mean, if you read in Peter, you will read that we, if there's anybody that doesn't want to work and earn a living, it is sin. We are to work, but we're not to fret or be anxious, and that is our goal, and I'm going to do it. We must leave it up to the Lord. Verse 16 of Luke 12, verses 16 to 21, we read of that rich man, and we need to learn from him. And in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus told us very clearly that we cannot serve two masters. And worry gives us a false view of life and a false view of God. Worry convinces us that life is made up of what we eat and what we wear. We worry so much that we forget about the end, which is to glorify God. That is the whole purpose, that our life will glorify God. Your clothes and what we eat doesn't make you. If that's what you identify with, your faith is very shallow. Worry blinds us of how God takes care of His creation. God made the flowers so beautiful, He feeds the birds. They can't sow or reap, and yet He takes care of them. And we see the birds don't just sit there, they do their part. He's telling us to do our part and don't worry about what we can't control. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouses nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? Your soul has eternal value. The birds, the fowls, don't. And which of you, with taking thought or worrying, can add to his stature one cubit? You can't add an inch to yourself. A cubit is about an arm's length. We can't add anything. Verse 26 says it clear. If ye then, not being able to do that which is the least, you can't even add to yourself, why take ye thought for the rest? And I know it's easy to say, but these are not my words. These are God's words. He is trying to help us along in life that we can enjoy worry-free living. Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not, and yet they say, and Jesus said, I say unto you that Solomon, and if you want to know how Solomon was arrayed, read some of the scriptures. I believe it's in 1 Kings 10. You'll read of all the beauty that he had. And I say unto you that Solomon, all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. God takes care of the flowers. If then God so clothes the grass, if he takes care of the grass, which today is in the field and tomorrow it is cast into the oven, and I believe it's talking about cast into the oven because that's what they would use as energy for cooking, and how much more will he clothe you? And I want to say today, O ye of little faith. I am guilty of little faith. It's my prayer that the Holy Spirit will convict us today that our faith, that we will be on our knees and say, Lord, the disciples, they were on their knees and they said, Lord, increase our faith. I've had to do that. Increase my faith that I can believe the Word of God. That I can put my trust in Jesus, that he will take care of me. And I know it's more than, it takes you in every area of your life. It's not just about eating and clothes that he's talking about. He wants us to put our whole trust in him with everything, our health. When there's health issues, I know many of you have struggled with health. Youth, struggling with maybe relationships. Older people, maybe close to retirement, we struggle. What next? Maybe we worry about it. But today, I want to say, O ye of little faith. In other words, believe that God will take you through. He will see you through. And he knows each one of you. It says in verse 29, and seek not ye what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, neither be ye doubtful minded. You need to check your mind. When God's word says it, do you believe it? Or do you always second guess God's word? That's doubtful mindedness. We must believe his word. And all these things do the nations and the world seek after. The world seeks after these things. But we as believers, we are different. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. Your Father, if he is your Father, he knows that ye have need of these things. And you may think I'm talking about food and raiment, but today, as many people as we have here, there's needs. And I want to assure you today that our Father, your Father, if he is your Father, he knows that you have need of these things. Let it may be what it is. I don't know what it is, but God knows. Can we trust him? Do we believe by faith that it is his good pleasure? To give you the kingdom. And the kingdom we will fully enjoy in heaven, but I believe it also talks about in this life. I want to encourage you today. Bring your struggles and trials to Jesus in prayer. Keep praying. And as you pray for faith, that you can let go of your worries and you give them to him. That's my prayer, that they will become less and less. Don't give up. Take time in prayer. You listen to the news and you hear that young people want to commit suicide. I would encourage you today that God loves you all. He has a life for you, and he has come to give you abundant life. It's my prayer that you will be encouraged in your life. I'm so grateful, as I grew up, accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior as a young boy. And I have great, great memories of my Heavenly Father leading me. And that's my prayer for each one of you. I wonder, as I close this service, I'm reminded, when I'm thinking of verse 32, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." When I think of him as our Father, my Heavenly Father means more and more to me every day. Because as I grow as a father, I know what I would do for my children. But I know that my Heavenly Father can do much better for me than I can do for my children. When I think of him as our Father, I'm reminded of the Lord's Prayer. And I would just ask if we could all stand and recite the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our trespass. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you so much.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing on the promises, I'm standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises I cannot fail. When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing on the promises. Standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises I now can see, perfect present cleansing in the blood for me, standing in the liberty where Christ is free, standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing on the promises. I'm standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of Christ the Lord, bound to him eternally by love's strong power. shining daily with the Spirit's sword, standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing on the promises of God, I cannot fall, listening every moment to the Spirit's call, resting on my Savior as my all in all, standing on the promises of God.
Thank you for that beautiful song, Standing on the Promises of God. If we could just claim that every day, just stand there, be firm, don't be doubtful minded. I want to thank you for coming. It's been a joy being here. I'm going to close with a benediction, and I will ask John and Lena to go out first. So if there's anyone that wants to welcome them and shake their hands, I want to encourage you to do that. So let's bow for the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.